Defend Ghana, an NGO, wants government to make its intended review of the NHIS focus on making the scheme more beneficial to the poor. According to the foundation, consultations with rural communities after it launched its research on the state of free maternal care revealed that most people considered poor and who should benefit from the scheme do not enjoy it. The lead person on NHIS for Sen Foundation, Mukaila Ademu, served in Accra at the National Dialogue on Maternal Health and NHIS. Doreen Ampofo reports.
The National Health Insurance Scheme has been fraught with challenges ranging from inequalities in the provision of services, payments to service providers, to allegations of illegal fees charged by service providers and fraud. This prompted government to set up a 7-member committee to review its operations. According to Send Ghana, the committee, in coming out with this recommendation, must be clear on who qualifies to be poor to benefit from the scheme. It said the consultations, which were done in 4 regions, namely Upper East, Upper West, Northern and Greater Accra regions, also showed that most pregnant women in rural areas who are supposed to benefit from the free maternal health care and that the NHIS continue to be charged illegal fees. This is affecting Ghana's fight against maternal mortality, adding that the review must address these inefficiencies.
The NHIS has not been able to register most of the poor people who are supposed to be on the NHIS. If you look at those who are on the NHIS, basically it's like we are subsidizing healthcare for the rich and not the poor, just because of the definition of who the poor is. And even now, with the biometric registration, it's even making it worse to even register the poor. The reason being simple, even if you identify the poor, which most of the time they are in the rural areas, it's very difficult for them to come to the center and register biometrically. It's even making the poor poorer and the situation worse. We need to look at the definition of who is poor. In our next LI that will be developing, is there a way that the new revision, so that NHIS can take up the issue of drugs, can they have a medical source at the regional district level, so that even if you go to the facility and the drug is not there, people can walk into their drug stores or depots and pick those medicines from there. That will reduce the illegal charges.
The CEO of Send West Africa, Siafa Kamara, also spoke about the lack of funds affecting the NHIS in the district.
Money will not go to districts on time. Money that go to districts are inadequate. Systems that should be working are not working. People at the district level, they complain a lot, but people at the